hear the law of God, the commandment of God. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. Amen. Lord God, help us to understand your law and apply it in Jesus' name. Amen. So, the annex part. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who love me, but showing mercy to thousands to those who love me and keep my commandments. That's the annex part. So, it proclaims God's sovereignty. Clearly does. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, he says. He is the Lord our God. He is the sovereign king over all. He is the absolute supreme power with right of dominion over all things, over all people. He is the sole and only authority in declaring how he should be worshipped. And that's the fourth time I've said that in the last 4 weeks. Psalm 95 says this, "For the Lord is the great God and the great king above all gods." So, as his subjects, we must worship him as he has appointed in his word. Rebelling against a sovereign almighty king is certainly not a wise thing to do. But sinful men do it. But we, dear family, belong to the Lord. We are his. And that's what it means by propriety. That word isn't used in this way so much anymore. But propriety means ownership. It means property right. And we are his. We belong to him. Isaiah 43:1. "But now thus says the Lord who created you, O Jacob, and he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine." So we are his by right of creation, and we are his by right of redemption. We are his. Praise God. Psalm 95 says, "For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand." We are his flock. Praise God. Exodus 19 says, "Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine." So all the earth is his. It's all his. And, he says, makes it clear that we are a special treasure. 1 Corinthians 6 says, "You are not your own, you are bought at a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's." These are comforting verses, comforting to meditate on, and I think sobering too. Comforting in that he has made us his. He has redeemed us from sin by his son. He has claimed us and brought us into his family, and so we are not our own. In other words, we're never alone. We will never be alone. And it's sobering in that we still tend to rebel against the one who redeemed us, who cares for us like a shepherd, and lovingly declares that we are his, and he declares lovingly that we are his special treasure. Can we comprehend that? The living God calls us his special treasure. Well, third, finally, we see that this commandment has to do with the zeal that God has for his own worship. Our God is zealous for him to be worshipped as he should be worshipped. And that's the healthy thing for us to do. So the second commandment says, "I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God." In other words, he is offended in perfect righteousness with those who make their own inventions, if you want to use that word, regarding worship. You just want to do it because it feels good, or for whatever reason. And disobeying here offers a threat, which is part of that annexation part. It offers a threat or a punishment, but it also, praise God, promises a blessing. He desires to see generations of people rejoicing in the right worship of himself, which is the worship he is worthy of and which truly delights us. He delights our hearts. Our Lord Jesus showed this zeal when he was incarnate. When he cleared the temple of the money changers, his disciples remembered that in Psalm 69, that it was written, zeal for your house has eaten me up or consumed me. So the zeal of the Lord Jesus consumed him at that point. And it means, basically, zeal means fervor or intensity or passion. In other words, our Lord Jesus was zealous to the point of righteous anger because he was, and still is, zealous, intensely jealous for worship of Yahweh to be as God has commanded it to be. So, brothers and sisters, we come to this table now. As we do, we think of how, first of all, the Lord our God is sovereign in our lives. And we can rejoice in that. We should come with joy. And we have a sovereign God, a loving sovereign God. And so we should commit ourselves again to obey our King as we come forward, as we partake. Because we are His, and because He's redeemed us. And because He is jealous for His worship. This is part of what He has commanded us to do in worship. And so we're to grow in holiness as we partake in our worship. And it's all by faith. It's all by His grace. Let's pray. Lord, we do exalt you as the sovereign King over all and as our King. And as such, Lord, we are your servants and we should obey you in all things. Oh, Lord, forgive us for not always worshiping you as you desire. We are humbled. We are grateful that you would call us your own people. We can't even fathom this kind of love for us. But, Lord, we worship you for it. And we too long, as our Lord Jesus, to have deeper zeal for worshiping you and doing so as you have commanded us. Oh, Lord, give us wisdom and give us strength to do so. Give us faith, even as we commune with you now at your table. For we ask this and we praise our sovereign, loving, and jealous Lord in the name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen.